I've noticed that heroes prepare. Do you? Watch this. Now, the setup is a gunman comes into Seattle Pacific University. He's killed one student. He shot another. And then he makes the mistake of coming into this dorm where John Mace happens to be the RA. You see, John Mace had prepared for this incident. Watch what he does. He maces the gunman. He takes the weapon away from the gunman. The gunman's pulling out a knife, so he's not done. But John Mace makes sure he's done. And here's the reality. That gunman was reloading to kill other people. Now, John Mace, when he was interviewed, he said, "Oh, I'm not really a hero. I just did my duty as an RA." You know why? He had made his mind up that part of his duty as an RA, resident assistant, was to protect the students in the dorm. And so because of that, John decided that he would have a plan, that he would have some tools, and that he would rehearse his plan. And on game day, John Mace saved a whole lot of students, because I don't know if you noticed or not, but this guy was reloading when John Mace took the tactical advantage and stopped a killer. Let's take a look at this again. It is pretty impressive. He hears the gunman. He waits for an ambush opportunity. He comes out. He takes his time, sets up an ambush, uses his tools, absolutely hits him in the right spot, which is the eyes, disables the gunman, takes the gun, goes back, gets the gun out of the gunman's area, but then realizes the gunman's not done. There's a knife involved. Folks, this is textbook. You see, John Mace was a hero because he prepared in advance that it might happen. That's what we challenge you on this channel all the time. Ask yourselves, what would I do if? Because now when you're thinking through it, you actually are rehearsing your plan in your subconscious mind. But let's go over it again. You see, John Mace prepared in advance. Number one, he had a plan. Number two, he decided, well, I don't have a firearm in the dorm, but I can have mace. Legal to have mace. Knew how to use mace. And then number three is when it came to game on time, he'd made a decision. He was willing to risk his life to save others. Pretty simple, isn't it? He absolutely had a plan in advance. He had the right tools. He had practiced. And when it came time, he was willing to risk his life to save others. Folks, with active violence incidents happening every week, you know, when I first started doing this kind of training, you'd have to wait every month or so for an incident to occur. Think about it now. Sometimes it's multiple times in a week. And so really the question is, are you prepared to be a hero? Now, John never thought he'd be a hero. He was just doing his duty, as you often hear from folks that step up in time of crisis. They often say it was the right thing to do. And so I would ask you, do you have a plan? Do you have tools that will enable you to exercise your plan? And those tools can be everything from a firearm, all the way down to mace, all the way down to defense skills. You see, folks, I'm not advocating that everybody become a gunfighter. I am advocating that everybody has a plan. Because at the end of the day, there are an awful lot of parents at Seattle Pacific University that are grateful that John Mace had a plan, had the tools, and stepped up when it was time to use them both. So the question is to you. I hope and pray this encourages you. By the way, folks, we got to get the word out. I mean, it seems like every day. I just did a podcast earlier about the knife attack against children in France blows my mind. I can't believe that there are sick people out here that would attack a child in a stroller. It takes a real tough person to do that. Actually, it's probably mental illness or ideological focus. Whatever it is, we got to be ready. So I hope that you'll like, share, subscribe, get the word out. Everybody needs to be safe. And I'm hopeful and prayerful that in the days ahead, you and your family are safe. And maybe you can pick up something along this journey, because that's why we do what we do. So I hope it's helpful. I'm hoping you stay safe out there. And God bless you. We'll see you the next time.